Let us pray. Loving Lord, sow your holy word in our hearts and nurture us, we pray, that we may bear fruit abundantly. Amen. It is said, if you want to plant for a year, sow wheat. If you want to plant for 10 years, plant a tree. If you want to plant for 100 years, plant a man. If you want to plan for eternity, sow the word of God. Across all peoples, at all times, and throughout our lives, from cradle to grave, Christ the sower is sowing the seed, sowing the word, sowing the good news of God and his love. The seed of the good news is being scattered into our lives this morning. And how generously the seed is sown. This isn't a picture of a gardener carefully planting out seeds one by one only in the good soil. No, this is the sower who takes handfuls of seeds from the seed basket and throws it and scatters it and broadcasts it far and wide to give every seed a chance to grow. And today we give thanks for God's great generosity in the sowing of that seed of the good news. There is never a short supply. And Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of the harvest, is planting for eternity. A great harvest. How are we this morning as we come? How are our hearts? What kind of ground are we as we come to worship? Are we receptive to the good news of Jesus? Let us consider briefly again what happened to the seed and what it tells us about God's nature and about our own human nature. Firstly, we were told that some seed fell on the path, a hard path. No chance of it ever taking a root. So the birds came down and ate it up. And Jesus likens those birds to the evil one who comes and quickly snatches away the seed of the gospel that has been sown in a person's heart. And that person is like the shallow soil. I think we've got the words on the screen for these titles, the shallow soil. The seed never had a chance to germinate. The seed of the good news is snatched away. The truth of the gospel never germinated. We know that truth in itself doesn't do as much good. It must be combined with faith in order to become an experience. And it's the Holy Spirit that brings us that faith. And then life is given to the seed. But the seed that landed on the shallow soil is like the shallow person who never let the truth deeply sink into their hearts, into their experience, and make a difference to their lives. The enemy, Satan, took it away. Because the enemy hates to see the word of God being sown in lives and germinating. He hates to see growth and life. He hates to see lives devoted to God and changed by God. Do you know someone today who has had that seed of faith snatched away from them? Well, I want to reassure you this morning, and you might be that person. All is not lost. As I said, God is a generous sower. And Christ is still sowing seeds in their lives. The enemy can take some of the seed, but he can never take it all. The enemy cannot stop the sower. So do not lose heart and keep praying that God will sow new seed in their heart, not on the pathway, but that it might find an entrance. The seed must first find entry into our hearts. Secondly, we're told that some of the seed fell on the rocky places where there was little soil. The sun scorched it, burnt it away, and it withered because it had no root. Jesus explained that this is the one who receives the good news with great joy. But the lack of root meant that when trouble came, as trouble comes, let's be clear, as Christians, we're not exempt from difficulties, from sufferings, from disappointments. It comes to us as it came to all. Even it came to Christ. When the trouble comes, the heat was on. This one quickly fell away. This is the superficial soil. Their response to Jesus is on a surface level. The good news reaches their ears. It sounds great news. And by God's grace, the kernel of faith begins to break open and germinate. A good start is made. A young shoot grows up, but it's vulnerable to the day of trouble. And when that day of trouble comes with no root, it collapses under the pressure, under the heat. So that tells us that the seed must have depth. It has an entry, but it must have depth. I wonder if you know people who have had that shoot of faith cut short, cut down by trouble and difficulty. Again, don't lose heart. God is still sowing seed in their lives. Pray that new shoots of faith will find an entrance and depth, that by God's grace, with those deep roots in Scripture, with the support of other Christians, with those deep roots, that they will be able to withstand the pressures as they trust in Christ, who is their shield and their protection. And then thirdly, still more seed fell among the thorns. The thorns which grew up and choked the young plants. Jesus tells us that this is the person who, again, starts well, but who is then choked by worldly cares and suffocated by giving in to the temptations around them, the consumerism of our world. This is the secular soil. Again, no fruit is born in this environment. Bearing fruit is evidence of a genuine conversion. It's not just that first initial decision. Christianity is never just one high moment that we look back to, but it's a lifetime of discipleship and tending that faith that God has given us and looking at our hearts and seeing what else is competing for space. And isn't it true there is so much that competes for space in our lives? But the seed must have room to grow. Do you know someone who is among the thorns this day? And they are thorns, aren't they? The temptations of this world, worldly wealth, it can look attractive, but it can bring its own thorns and pains. If you know someone among the thorns, pray today that they will be stronger than those things that would threaten to consume them and overtake them. The gardener knows that thorns and weeds need regular and careful attendance and removal to let the flowers bloom. Don't come to my garden to see it, but I'm working on it. It's hard work. It needs regular attendance. And in the same way, we need that tending of our Heavenly Father, the gardener, so that the seed of the gospel can find space to grow and to flourish and reach maturity and bear fruit for the Lord. And that brings us to the fourth and the final soil. This is the seed which fell on the good soil, successful soil. And Jesus tells us it produced a crop. It multiplied, producing a crop which was 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. And we've seen that, haven't we, in the fields around us. The single seed bearing the corn with the ear, the grain that will be harvested and made into flour for bread, the staff of life. Why? Because it was sown in successful soil. And Jesus says, this is the Christian who hears the good news and understands it. The seed survives, flourishes, and multiplies. Its roots run deep. And by God's grace and the watering of the Spirit, this successful soil accomplishes its purposes. In this soil, those Old Testament words of Isaiah find fulfillment. The word will not return empty, but will accomplish what God desires and achieve the purpose for which God sent it. Give thanks to God today for this successful soil. Give thanks for that fruit of the Spirit that we see around us and by God's grace can see in our own lives. So in closing, we are challenged by this parable to ask the question, where is the seed falling in my life today? As we look across the landscape of our lives, we know that we are mixed terrain. Yes, we have hard paths where some of what we hear is forgotten, gone to the birds. Yes, we have rocky areas where seeds of faith wither under pressure. Yes, there are thorns and weeds that we need to ask God to uproot, things that encroach upon us, the passing show of this world, threatening to crowd out the things of God. But I know that within every child of God, there is good soil. In your life, there is good soil. And it's here, in this kingdom patch, that slowly, silently, unseen, God is growing something good. A seed that is multiplying, that will bear fruit in due season, that will nourish the poor. God, the generous sower, is sowing everywhere today. And we are partners with him in sowing the seeds of the gospel. As we've heard, street pastors are sowing the good seed. And Youth for Christ, for whom we have an offering today. There are plates and baskets in our church today. Youth for Christ, they are sowing the good seed among young people and in the schools. And I could add many more ministries. And I pray that through God's goodness and grace, through our receptivity, new life and growth may be seen among us in this place, leading to a rich harvest of lives won for Christ. If you want to plant for a year, sow wheat. If you want to plant for 10 years, plant a tree. If you want to plant for 100 years, plant a man. But if you want to plant for eternity, plant and sow the Word of God. Amen. Let us pray. Let us, in the quietness, reflect on this parable and God's Word for our lives, for those that we have been thinking of this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you hear and answer our prayers according to your will and according to your perfect timing. Amen. Jesus said about himself that unless a seed is planted and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces a great harvest. And he was speaking of his own life and of his own death and sacrifice. And likewise, we know that a little of us must die every day that this harvest may come about.